This is the Business of Leadership Series Minute with your host, the best-selling author of Don't Buy a Duck and founder of MarketingStrategyHero.com, Derek Champagne.
So tell me a little bit about some of your day-to-day responsibilities. You're leading a team, you're doing execution. I think we have similar roles in that type of position. I'd like to know how you balance it and what your approach is to being a CEO.
Sure. Well, I mentioned our original vision was, hey, let's be less than 10 people, shorts and flip-flops. It's changed a bit. We have over 60 people.
Wow.
We've got three offices. My business partners and I clarified our roles about a year ago where I took on the CEO role. But prior to that, we just managed really by committee and by consensus. And so really that role of trying to be a directional leader as a CEO is about 10 months old for me. So I'm learning. I'm
awesome.
A rookie. But for me, you know, anytime you have an organization that has scaled beyond yourself, a big part of your work is the people that work within your organization. And so the things that I've tried to focus on as I've taken on this role is really setting a clear direction and inspiring and encouraging them towards that direction and removing any barriers that stand in our way. And then trying to empower and coach and train folks to continue to grow into the roles that we need them to be. And so I'm a big believer that a lot of times as companies go through growth cycles like our company has, growing your business at the same rate as your people is obviously ideal. Doesn't always happen that way.
Right.
Some of us have been in business cycles where our people are ready for more and the business isn't there.
Right.
At Harvest Group, we've gone through seasons where the business has grown faster than our people were ready.
Right.
Being a company that wants to enable people to grow, our initial reaction to those cycles is not, let's go hire an expert outside the company, but really how can we help coach and train and call people up to more.
Yeah.
And so that's the cycle that we've been in most recently has been a lot of fast growth. And so increasingly my time has been spent training and coaching and empowering people to step up into new leadership roles.
To hear full episodes of the Business Leadership Series, visit blsnow.net.